financial manager. Oops. So if I manage, that's the thing, always got to always have a backup plan if you get caught being somebody's financial manager and there's some shenanigans. Anyhow, understand the roles caregivers play. That's why they created AARP.org Caregiving. It's an online resource that connects you with experts and other caregivers. Huh? So there's an expert on how to drive and an expert on a personal shopper. Hmm. I don't know if I need that kind of expert. It sounds like a big waste of time. But together they can care for other people by caring for themselves, by caring for the ones you love. That's a thumb twister. AARP Caregiving. It's just not for breakfast anymore. All right, buckle up your kids. Don't let them get sarcoma. Have them brush their teeth. Teach them how to ride a bike. What else we got in here? Tell kids a joke. Tell kids a joke. Car seat, drug addiction, gun crime. Yeah, these are laugh riot PSAs they give us. Let me read another show that you won't listen to. I got a funny feeling people listen to the show and they listen to this show. They might listen to this show and they probably listen to Viva La Mock. They listen to Radio 9, possibly Minute Pause. I think that should be about it. If I know the listening audience correctly. You know, maybe couch dancing if they're feeling like they're a bit on the hip side. Oh, or the Jackson, the Courts in Session. Might tune in on that one too. Because I don't know. These are like the community member shows. And yeah. So hey, cruising the decades, 100 years of music. It's a weekly journey through the audio history of recorded popular music and the sounds of history and all its genres coming to life in one song per decade from 1920 to 2020. Your host, Brad Savage. Friday, 6 to 7 a.m. Woo! Man, how'd that guy get that stinky slot? That must be a syndicated show. Because I don't think we have a Brad Savage on this station. You know, I would know. I would know if we have a Brad Savage. You know? Everybody would know we'd have a Brad Savage, especially Fridays at 6 to 7. I'd be getting calls around like 11:30. We're like, hey, is Brad Savage there? Why? Well, he's got this outstanding bill here. And now another Brad Savage here. Is this Brad Savage? Yeah. Well, he hasn't paid his CMU tuition for the past 4 years. We're going to see if we can get some money out of him. So this is a collection agency from CMU. Is Brad Savage there? No, Brad Savage isn't here. But anyhow, he does a time travel journey every week on RCT. So I think it's a syndicated show because there ain't no Brad Savage here. And that sounds like a good song. You know, ain't no Brad Savage here. Yeah. Coming up next, we got There Ain't No Brad Savage Here. Right here. And he's got a machete, so I bet you appreciate that. Hell to the yeah. I bet you'd be appreciating that guy, Brad Savage, with a machete. That's so true. Oh. It's this crazy, wacky wordplay that is absolutely forgotten and lost in the ether forever. But what the hey? It's in between some really groovy music. Here's a 45 from the Equals, Eddie Grant's band. Man, these guys were the thang in the... I think 70s, maybe 60s. I think 70s. I won't be there. This is a 45. That's some really good hits, man. And then Eddie Grant, man, the guy that pretty much reinvented the Reggae music. But what an interesting feller. I won't be there. The Equals, Zombo in Your Brain, another 45 from this year that's old, but I found it this year. you go. Brad Savage and the Machetes. Doing I appreciate that. That was the Fuzz Tones. I know 45 I got less this last year. Idle Chatter in front. Oh, that was another 45. The Equals, another old 45. I won't be there. All right, new record came out last year. I talked about this earlier. The new Temples record. And I'm going to play three tracks off it in a row. I could play this whole record. This whole record is that good. The album is called Exotico. And Temples are a three-piece out of England. They got a very unique sound, kind of retro, kind of new, kind of wow, kind of cool. So we're going to do three songs by them. Zombo right here in your brain, recapping all the musical finds and the new releases and all that good stuff from 2023. How much time do I have? I have 3 hours, so I could go home right now and have a whole three-hour show next week that still continues this third quarter of 2023. But I will not. Going to hang out with you bums for another hour. It's right. This is the prime time right now. This noontime thing, this is when you're during your lunch. So I turn this thing on and, you know, be thankful I got a job and I don't have to do what this guy's doing. Be thankful I'm sitting at the computer all hunched over having somebody yell at me while I'm eating my sandwich. Oh, you poor thing. Well, better you than me. That's all I got to say. Better you than me. I want that. I don't want that. No, sorry, Bob. I don't need to get yelled at. I don't know why people like getting yelled at. So there's people that do that, you know, they do the long boats or something. What are those boats called or something? They go in the river, the long ones, the rowing boats. You know, I like going there and going kayaking and just hanging out. These people got to go get these boats. And people yell at them. You know, yell at them. Come on. Now take a break. Now go, go, go. Stroke, 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 stroke. Come on, get that machete out of there and stroke. But, yeah, people that do that, that's not a lot of fun. I don't know why you want to do something to get yelled at. I have no idea why you'd want to get yelled at. Getting yelled at ain't no fun. Yelling at somebody isn't even any fun. Whole idea of yelling. I don't know. It's overrated. Yelling at folks is overrated. How about Goodwill? I'll tell you about the Goodwill real quick, okay? You know, that's when you can donate stuff and they make a lot of money off of the stuff. And you can be a job creator and help some CEO at the top of Goodwill help exploit you and his workers and Brad Savage. Anyhow, donate to Goodwill. They'll sell your stuff and help find a job placement for people in your community. And them some good paying jobs. The people that work at Goodwill, though, honestly, the only reason to work at Goodwill is to get that cool stuff when it comes in. Wow, look at this. It's a precious. And people work at Goodwill, you know, they know their stuff. Look at this. It's a precious moments. Australian Shepherd boy. This is worth $10,000. Thrift this. Thrifting is stealing from thrift stores. Keep that in mind. Or like all the new records that come in or old records that come in. You know Goodwill is going through all of that stuff. And what probably would stink even worse, I didn't even think about this. This whole thing was hiring somebody at Goodwill who knows what the stuff is worth. He's like a narc. He works there. He's like a narc. As soon as stuff comes in, goes, whoa, 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 whoa. That is an unsealed copies of the introducing the Beatles record. That's not going to go out in stock. That's going to go on eBay, and we're going to give that money to Goodwill. No, 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 no. I want to look at that. That's a precious moments figurine of the Australian Shepherd Boy. Get that out of your pocket. That is going on eBay. We can get $10,000, and I can make the boss, Brad Savage, a lot of extra money. This all goes, so that would probably, they probably cut him off at the pass. If Goodwill had any sense at all, they would hire somebody that was like one of these know-it-alls that, yeah. You don't even need to be a know-it-all. You just need to have a phone. You know, just go on the phone, go, oh, wait a minute. That's worth this amount of money. We're not putting that out for a dime. That's going on the internets. We're going to make some big money off of this. Because why? Because you were too lazy to look it up yourself before you donated it to Goodwill. That autographed machete from Danny Trejo, That's probably worth a bit of money. Don't donate that to Goodwill. That Danny Trejo machete, that's worth some money. Danny Trejo is a pretty weird dude. Like I'm saying, you see, I saw he was in American Gods, and he's like really intense on American Gods. You're like, wow, great character. I interview the guy, and he's really soft-spoken. I'm like, Danny Trejo is soft-spoken? Maybe he's having an off day, but the dude was just super laid back, which was kind of interesting. And I mean, laid back to the point of like, what the hell is this guy saying? Laid back to the point of like, same with Christopher Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd, the guy who interviewed the guy's like hilarious when you see him on some stuff. You see the guy in real life, and he's just a doddering, quiet old dude. Yeah. I guess they probably just dub him in, and as long as they can get him to stand up straight and move their lips, I'm sure they can kind of put some kind of exciter on their voice and make him sound, you know. Because I'll tell you, man, Danny Trejo, I thought he was going to be intense. And he was like intense, sleeping intense. All right, here is the temple. It's not the temples. Band's just called Temples. Brand new record, Exotico. I want to play three tracks from it. I think one of the best albums of the year. Dig in. WRCT, Pittsburgh Zombo, In Your Machete. That is some sweet stuff. Oh, man. Three tunes from the last record put out by, well, hopefully not the last record, but the most current record put out by Temples. And we heard Oval Stone, Slow Days, and Exotico from the album that came out last year, Exotico. And something about those guys, it's just a nice mix of just like, I don't know, psychedelia, a little bit of T-Rex, a little bit of, even a little bit of like, you know, later year Beatles, just wonderful stuff. Yeah, just gorgeous, well put together. A little bit of Jeff Lynne thrown in there, but not sounding like anything, but just those little tidbits of those influences. Just very nice, very nice. And sadly, they're not getting a lot of airplay anywhere. It's really, and they're not really playing out much. They're from England, and I think they played some festivals. And live, they're really amazing. If you ever see any clips of them live on the YouTubes, they're pretty good. They sound that good, and they're like a three or four piece. They really deliver. All right, we are listening to Zombo. See how I did that? We, because I'm listening to you too. I'm listening to me as well. All right, gonna do a couple little groovy instrumental things. Look at this time, man. I got a little bit of some weirdness for you coming up. Not just yet. This is from a 45 score of last year from Messer Chups. And it is a neat surf thing called Joker Mobile. After that, I have the Phantom Operators, which I believe is the bass player from Messer Chups, doing a Misfits tune, London Dungeon. So let's do these, all right? Yeah, and then I got something weird for you. So just sit tight.
gonna smile. Rockin', from the jaws of victory, our seas. From the jaws of victory. I will seize eternity.
Anybody knows anything about that show? That could only be one band, and that's Peru Ubu from their new record, Trouble on Beat Street. Yeah, somehow they always manage to come out with new records. And they are seeing them live. I mean, somebody yelled out to them, "Hey, you guys are legends." And Dave Thomas goes, "We are not legends, we are myths." So the dude has been nuts for like ever. Seeing him live was pretty hard because, I mean, they're good live, but he just yells at these guys. Once again, it's a yelling thing. He's yelling at the guys in the band. It's like, come on, man. So it's not even funny. Like even kind of like a curmudgeon. Just like some scary street. Lucky he's got this band. He'd be like down Euclid Avenue in Cleveland just yelling at traffic. Once again, new Peru Ubu record. I don't even know who buys Peru Ubu records. I mean, I got this for nothing. And that's a good song, but it goes on a little too long. That's why I'm talking over it. That's Crocodile Smile from the new. And that's the kind of thing, too, like if you're like trying to impress people and you have them over your house and you're looking at your record collection, they see a Peru Ubu record, they're going to, okay, this dude's going to bore me to tears. Hey, during these uncertain times, people need organ transplants. That's right. So transplant your organ. That's right. You need help more than ever. There are lots of social network ways, but all it takes is saves lives. It's matching donors. And I'll tell you, these people that match donors, you got to love them, man. Because, you know, not only will I'll see your donation, but I'll match your donation. That's right. You give a liver, I'll throw a liver in there for free. Link an organ donors with people with need the kidneys and other transplants. In the United States, 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant. I thought they died from getting them. Ooh. Most wanting kidneys, you know? You got two kidneys. I mean, I hate to tell you, I got two kidneys for a reason. I want to keep them. But have you considered donating your kidney, being a living organ donor? They'll come right to your house and take it out in the comfort of your own home. They did that in that Monty Python thing. That was pretty awesome. But anyhow, if you're someone in need of an organ, know somebody needs a matching donor, greatest gift. It is a great gift. Unwrap that thing. Ah, just what I needed. A kidney. Wow. Thanks. Remember, it's the thought that counts. You should donate in a brain. I think some people use a brain transplant. A zombo in your brain. All right, so we got Peru, by the way. It's going to get a little weird now. Because this is an acquired taste. Like I'm saying, it's not all like surf and fun and pop and lit. I want to challenge you guys a little bit. There's a band called Thin White Rope. And they were like an indie band. They came out with a side band called the Acme Rocket Quartet. And it's pretty incredible. It's called Wind Up Electro Twitching in the Kitchen. Dig this. If you can. If not, just tune out and come back in 6 minutes and 18 seconds. Yeah, I know. Sometimes you'll only hear things one time on this show. Most of the things you'll hear one time. Probably that, I don't know, that floated your boat, but I do think there's something cool about that. That is the Acme Rocket Quartet with Wind Up Electro Twitching in the Kitchen. And that's an old record, but I just got it. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty, I can torture folks with that. But I really, somehow, it has a bit of zombleness for me. And I liked it. It was worth listening to. All right, so let's get into another new record that came out. Lovin' Rockets came out, believe it or not, with a new record. Duran Duran came out with a new record, too. I don't know if I played a Duran Duran tune or not, but most of the new Duran Duran records, like cover tunes, which is pretty bizarre. There's like one good song on that. There's a couple good songs on this Lovin' Rockets, the new Lovin' Rockets. This is Sweet Lover Hangover, Zombo in Your Brain, playing new stuff and the recap in 2023, still at it. Still at it. This is from the third quarter of 2023. I got a ways to go. How much time do I got here? So I got close to 3 hours left. So I, wow. 3 hours. So it looks like next week's show is going to continue with this third quarter of 2023. Big deal, all right? I could mash it all together. I could lie to you. It doesn't matter, does it? It doesn't matter. But just dig the music, sit back, and shut your brain off and dig. And then open the other part up that never gets used. Yeah. Lovin' Rockets, Sweet Lover Hangover, Zombo, the Beers, the D.
Sweet love of mine, you know.
They still got it. You know, they still got it. It's a great, great new album. That is, of course, Love and Rockets. And what is the name of the new record? Let me see here. Might as well tell you, because it's a dilly-mo. So the new record is called... really? Is that a new record? They don't even have it listed. It's so damn new. Huh. I'll be darned. Okay. Well, it's from the new record, Love and Rockets. And it's a dilly. It's called Sweet Lover of Mine, Sweet Lover Hangover. And so this is crazy. This is crazy. Every now and then, once again, you gotta love the magic of music, or at least what it does. It just always kind of has something different around the corner for you, something always kind of fascinating, and at least for me, in my world. And listeners of the show know that really grew up a very influential band from the 60s, Soft Machine. One of my favorite bands growing up as a kid. Listened to this band a lot. They went through a lot of changes. And I followed all this stuff. They started out like a psychedelic, Dada-esque. They opened for Jimi Hendrix in like 68, 69. I think about around that time. And they opened for him. And that's when they were kind of like free form, borderline psychedelic jazz. You know, had a really unique sound. Then they got straight up into jazz. They got straight up into like a rock fusion jazz. And then they got into more like a melodic fusion jazz, more jazz, a little more palatable. Then I just lost interest in the band altogether because it just got formulaic. There was nothing interesting about the band. All the original members were gone. But this album came out last year, and I thought I'd give it a shot. Let me see what the name of the record is. I might as well tell you real quick here. And it is the last record, Soft Machine. It came out and it is called Other Doors. And it came out last year. And it had a couple really nice surprises. I mean, I always kind of look at bands that have been around 30, 40 years and just really not expect much. But if you can find something there. And this is brilliant what they put on this record. They went back, none of the original members are in the band anymore, but they went back to the very first record and they redid Kevin Ayers tune on there called Joy of a Toy, a really nice instrumental. And they did such, because the first Soft Machine records, the first couple, they were just thrown into a studio. They really didn't have a manager. They just kind of free-formed it. And I liked it, but a lot of people think it was just too amateurish. But I thought it was brilliant stuff. So right now, this is the latest record, the latest incarnation of Soft Machine. I don't think they're around anymore because one of the last long-standing members, the drummer John Marshall, passed away last year. And this album came out, Joy of a Toy. Just dig it. I love this instrumental. Originally done in 68, redone in 2023, Soft Machine from the album Other Doors. Thank you. piece of music there, Soft Machine, from their latest record, probably their last record, Other Doors, doing a song from their very first album from 1968, the Kevin Ayers composition, Joy of a Toy. So yeah, growing up nerdy kid, all that stuff, I always had one song I could always go to. And believe it or not, I finally found it. One song I listened to a lot when I was a kid, got me through a lot of the nerdy stage, you know, being a different kind of dude. You know, all that, you know, not, couldn't fit in with the stoners, couldn't fit in with the nerds, couldn't fit in with, so needless to say, always had one song, heard it when I was a kid, stuck with me, haven't heard it in forever, managed to find a copy of it on a re-release that came out last year, and a song should do everybody's heart a world of good. Just be thankful for who you are. Zombo right here in your brain. I'm in your brain too. And I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny.
I got big bunny ears. They are so long and flat. They are the very reasons I never wear a hat. My teeth stick out in front like pickets in a fence. And as far as riches go, I'm not worth 2 cents. But I'm glad to be the way I am. Who cares if I look funny? No matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny. Suppose I was an elephant, then I'd be really sunk. For every place I'd ever go, I'd have to take my trunk. Suppose I was a zebra with stripes from head to tail. I bet they'd think that I escaped and throw me back in jail. Oh, I'm glad to be the way I am. Who cares if I look funny? No matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny. Suppose I was a tall giraffe and swallowed carrots, yummy. With that long neck, I'd surely starve before they reach my tummy. Suppose I was a big fat pig, I might as well be frank. I wouldn't care to end up as some kiddie's piggy bank. So I'm glad to be the way I am. Who cares if I look funny? No matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny. What's up, Doc?
Depose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
We had incredible bipartisan support because we flexed our muscles and set those demands and made them have to agree with us, even to cut their own pay, and to ban stock buybacks. They have money and control. We have the power. We exercise the power. We take control. We take the money.
That's Sarah Nelson, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Sarah Nelson on union power. There's power in a union. Is not just an empty slogan or the title of a song. It's a shared reality for many working people. When labor organizes itself into a union, it can exert power over bosses. It can demand higher wages and better working conditions and benefits. The CEO class offer workers crumbs while pocketing the big bucks in salaries, bonuses, and stock options for themselves. The propaganda system is largely under the control of ruling elites and big business. Thus, unions are painted negatively. However, a Gallup poll shows that union support among workers has increased significantly in recent years. From Amazon to Starbucks to Kaiser to postal workers in Canada, there has been an upsurge in workers going on strike and unionization. Solidarity makes a difference. Our guest today is Sarah Nelson. She's the president of the Association of Flight Attendants Union. She has long been an advocate for workers' rights and unions. InStyle magazine named her as one of its 50 badass women. She spoke at the University of Oregon in Eugene in mid-November 2024. And now, Sarah Nelson, Union Power.
So I do typically start off as an organizer talking about how I got involved. You know, I grew up here in Oregon, and I also grew up in a home with a religion that was started by a woman, Mary Baker Eddy. And I really think it's just important that I share some of this, because when I was growing up, I didn't really have any sense that because I was a girl, I had any less opportunity to contribute to this world as a little boy. Because Mrs. Eddy taught us that male and female qualities are both necessary to express the full expression of God. And that you really can't celebrate one type of quality without understanding that they all go together to form the whole being. Mrs. Eddy also taught us that error is what you see when something is out of sorts. And you shouldn't give this thing attention. You need to cast it aside and focus on what's real. And so I'll come back to that in a little bit. But as I was growing up and in fourth grade in Mr. Parker's classroom, he asked all the little fourth grade students, what do you want to be when you grow up? And of course, a lot of kids had different answers. I want to be a fireman, or I want to be a teacher, or I want to be a doctor or a lawyer. And I didn't know what to say, so I said, President of the United States.